Good morning, my dear. You have impeccable timing. I just finished your breakfast. I'll have it on the table for you in a twinkling. Yes, the kitchen counter is also an acceptable choice. Hot chocolate with extra cinnamon, huevos rancheros, and a cucumber avocado salad with honey lime vinaigrette. Please enjoy. Did you sleep well? You're looking rather slumbersome still. You taste like spiced chocolate. Oh, my poor sleepy darling. It would be my pleasure to make you an espresso. You're quite welcome. I am delighted today's breakfast is to your liking, Your Grace. I felt inspired to whip up something warm and comforting for you. Oh, I had mine hours ago. I would have much preferred to have had breakfast with you, but this morning I regrettably had to make an exception. There is just so much to do. Well, of course there is. It is the 1st of December. I have been busier than the proverbial moth in a mitten, and just as elated. There. Espresso. I have been preparing our flat for the holidays and enjoying myself immensely. You will recall last month when you requested that I order some Christmas decor and other festive goodies. Well, this morning I assembled the artificial tree for the living room and spent a pleasant hour or so decorating it. Then I unboxed the smaller tree for our bedroom, which I will install later. But it is absolutely charming, with miniature ornaments and lights that have 8 different flashing modes. I checked with the company before purchasing it and they assured me that there is no danger of the lights triggering my epilepsy. Having 2 holiday trees is not so much. My mother had 4 in her household. One for the cellar, one for the living room, a small one in the bathroom, and one for the dining room. Yes, Your Grace. This is me showing restraint. Even so, I feel our living room looks simply enchanting. I put up lights and Christmas wreaths in each window. Oh, and now that you are awake, I can freshen up our bedroom with a new Christmas duvet set. I have been up since 4:30 or so, I believe. Why do you ask? Yes, I may have partaken of some of your espresso. Just one small cup. Oh, Your Grace, I promise I'm not overworking myself. I'm accustomed to doing all of this and much more for many of my former clients. I even wrote Christmas cards and purchased gifts for their children and relatives. I always found it exhilarating, shopping, cooking festive meals, and making the entire house look magical for the holidays. And this year is particularly special, for I get to spend it with you. I want to make everything perfect. You need not worry about a single thing. I have it all taken care of. After I finished decorating the flat, I took Riley on a most invigorating walk, while I considered different charities. I make a point each year to donate to the National Foundation for Retired Service Animals, for example. I recall you mentioned a few that you were interested in as well. I'll be sure to note them down. When we returned home, I gave Riley her breakfast and spent some time listing different friends and relatives I planned to send holiday cards to. I should be pleased to add any names Your Grace might have under consideration, once you have finished your breakfast, of course. Ah, no, no. You need not send cards to anyone if you would prefer not to. I only wanted to be certain that anyone you wished to write to was included. My darling, you must stop being so hard on yourself. You are talking about the person I love most in the world, you know. It is all right if there is no one that you know well enough to send cards to right now. I know, my dear. It is a terribly lonely and frustrating feeling being without a circle of friends, especially this time of year. But you must not write off your endeavors just because your progress is not as fast as you would like. That you only have a handful of casual acquaintances hardly means that your efforts at cultivating friendships were for naught. Continue to attend local events as you have these past weeks, and by this time next year, I'm sure you will find your situation to be very different. Allow me to quieten those doubts of yours. You have utterly enchanted me, simply by being yourself. Logic, therefore, dictates that you are both likable and approachable. I'm being quite serious. You really have nothing to worry about, you know. You are a charming and witty conversationalist, and when you laugh, it is the dearest sound I know. When I was only your valet, I used to begin every day trying to think of ways I could be especially clever and amusing, just to hear that laugh ring through your flat again. There's that smile I adore. Come here. As for your parents, it would be nothing at all for me to pen a civil message to your father in your stead. My dearest, you are more than welcome. You have spent enough of your life being anxious and miserable because of that man. I have said this before, but it bears repeating. As long as you wish me to, I will always be more than happy to act as a buffer between you and him. You need not face him alone again, ever. Not in person, and not in writing. As I recall, your mother is currently wintering in Australia. I will need to send her card early, then. I should be glad for an opportunity to thank her again for that multi-day spa package she sent us. Christmas cards aside, were there any other festive traditions that you were keen on keeping? I know you told me to go wild with my planning, but I would be truly remiss if I did not include some of your favourites. It would not disappoint me in the slightest if all you wished to do was stay at home with me. That sounds perfect, in fact. I'm going to be so busy this month. But the holiday chaos will make my time with you all the sweeter. Oh, that reminds me. You will be doubtless pleased to know that I did a spot of baking this morning. I began by popping some sliced oranges into the dehydrator. I use them for all sorts of garnishes this time of year, and what I do not use for baking, I will turn into a garland for the mantelpiece. I also threw together a quick Yule log cake for today's tea time while I prepared your breakfast. Your Grace will forgive me if I was a bit whimsical with the decorating. I gave it a light dusting of powdered sugar for snow and used mint leaves and pomegranate seeds to create sprigs of holly. Yes, it's resting in the fridge if you would like to take a look. am not an undercover baking savant, Your Grace. I have merely had practice. In my family, it was my job each Christmas to make a cake roll, and over the years, that tradition carried over to my duties as a valet. My last client was so fond of them that he had me make several for a variety of special occasions, including his birthday. I would be delighted to make you one whenever you wish. And finally, as you can see here, I have our Christmas pudding steaming. I'm still unsure whether to use brandy cream or custard after we set it aflame, but I suppose we have until the 25th to come to a decision. Or I could always make both. I'll probably make both. That is a ghastly joke, Your Grace. Imagine not igniting your holiday pudding. Wait, do you mean to say that it was never a custom in your household? Oh. Every time I think I have heard the worst about your father, you say something like, he said he wasn't paying the help to burn the house down. Ugh. Well, we must do it this year, especially if it is something you have longed to witness. Oh, not only have I done this many times before, it is actually one of my favourite traditions. It is a wonderfully dramatic and exciting way to end a meal. Though, it hardly compares to the conflagration you cause in me. I confess that this time of year turns me into an unrepentant romantic. Or perhaps it is spending time with you that brings that out in me. Oh, it's cold out there. Goodness me. Here, Riley. Good girl. Let me get that lead off. There we are. Oh, good girl. Treat. Oh, you did so well today. That's my good girl. On your bed now. There we go. Thank you, sweetheart. I couldn't get that coat off myself. I can scarcely feel my hands, even with my gloves. Oh, you are so warm. Bliss. The shops were quite crowded, yes. And there was a perfectly demonic spot of ice in the car park. I was so distracted, I would have surely broken my neck had Riley not directed me away from it. Oh, there is so much to do. But at least I have our Christmas meal all planned out. I was up working all night. This latest trip to the shops was just for the finishing touches. I bought more meats and cheeses and other appetizers for us to nibble on later. More wine, of course. And they were not yet sold out of that tawny port you so enjoy. For Christmas breakfast, we will have spinach quiche with orange sweet rolls. I thought it best that we have something light for lunch, so I chose pasta with roasted red peppers and courgettes in a pesto Genovese sauce. Then I thought we would just have leftovers of that for dinner. I'm joking. It's Christmas, don't be silly. Five spice roasted goose. With potatoes roasted in goose fat, Brussels sprouts with walnuts and bacon lardons, parsnips glazed in honey, and Yorkshire puddings. Oh, and pigs in blankets, of course. How could I forget? I know. Oh, my mother would have my head if she knew I was serving Yorkshire puddings at my Christmas table, but I won't tell if you won't. I want nothing more than to join you on the sofa and let you warm me up, but I'm afraid this simply cannot wait. We only have one more day until Christmas. I need to hurry if I'm to prepare everything in time. Let's see, I finished the goose and a few of the side dishes early this morning, so at least now all that needs my attention are the vegetable dishes. I really should make the sauces for the Christmas pudding as well. What's that, my love? Oh, I had a quick sandwich while I was out. And that reminds me, was the butter chicken and vegetable stir fry okay? I would have preferred to make you something fresh for lunch instead of eating something from the freezer. But I can never predict how long the queues at the shops will be. And then there is the damnable traffic. Oh. Was there something you wanted, darling? I know. I have missed you too. It was not my intention to neglect you. I just kept telling myself that once everything was finished, then we could relax for the entire day together without worry. And I must admit, the stories you've told me of your childhood Christmases broke my heart. Such bitter, joyless affairs. Your mother off in some faraway country, your father ensconced in the den with a decanter of brandy. It simply made me determined to give you a perfect Christmas. I wanted it to be my gift to you. Or one of them, anyway. I found time to sneak to Byerly's and get you a present or two to put under our tree. But here you are, sitting alone all day while I scurry about. I was so intent on anticipating your wishes that I failed to consider your feelings. I truly am sorry, my love. Can you forgive me? Yes. Let's sit together. Side dishes can wait. It may mean dinner will be slightly later than I planned, but if you don't mind, then I don't either. Do you know, I don't think I've had the opportunity to sit down all day, and I hadn't even realized. It is wonderful to be in your arms. Was there something else on your mind? My poor darling. You've been planning a surprise of your own all this time. No wonder you've been so anxious to get my attention. Yes, by all means. What is it? You got me a Christmas card. No. I don't find it silly at all. It's rather perfect, in fact. You have included one of your amorous coupons. My goodness. Whatever could it be for? Oh, my love. Yes. Yes, I'll marry you. I will. 1,000 times, yes. With all my heart. I cannot think of anything I would want more. You've even got me a ring. It's exquisite, darling. A perfect fit. May I trouble you to wait for just a moment? I'll be right back. This ring was given to me by my great-grandmother. I've kept it with me all this time as I traveled. more as a fond sentiment than anything. In my heart, I gradually abandoned hope of ever getting the chance to give it to anyone until I met you. I didn't wish to presume, of course, or put any pressure on you, but it was a happy thing to imagine placing it upon your finger one day. May I? Beautiful. I love you. Oh, I love you. I'm so happy. Yes. Let's go to bed. The dinner can wait. I need you.